British musician Damon Albarn likes to dabble in a number of different styles. His projects have touched on rock, hip-hop, and West African music. His latest group is called The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, and they've just released a self-titled debut CD. Our critic Will Hermes has a review.
I never much liked Damon Albarn, which is not to say I disliked him, but back in the 90s, when his first band Blur was riding high in the self-impressed genre known as Britpop, I couldn't care less about them. And when Blur later made a decent record that aped American indie rock, I still didn't care. Except maybe for that little woohoo on their shameless hit Song 2, now best known as a TV commercial theme. Woo-hoo! But who knew that Damon Albarn would go on to become maybe the most interesting pop mind of his generation in Britain? The first sign was his oddball and surprisingly successful pop hip-hop group called Gorillaz.
I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on.
Part of the current Gorillaz team is a producer called Danger Mouse, who, you may remember, made last year's greatest pop single with his own oddball pop hip-hop group, Gnarls Barkley. Danger Mouse is part of Damon Albarn's new outfit, The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, a sort of fantasy football supergroup that gathers great players from disparate musical teams. It also features former Clash bassist Paul Simonon and the 67-year-old drummer Tony Allen, who, as a member of Fela Kuti's Nigerian funk band in the 70s, proved himself to be one of the greatest groove stokers in recorded history. Together, it's a really tasty combination. While Gorillaz is mostly about mixing hip-hop and rock, The Good, The Bad, and The Queen has more of a dub reggae feel, with Paul Simonon showing off the ear-massaging style he mastered with The Clash. This is a record that's foremost about textures and grooves, but Albarn writes some haunting songs, most of them apparently about England. He sings of a stroppy little island of mixed-up people, about rising oceans, endless war, and lives spent under medication simply to deal with it all.
And the medicine.
The Bad and the Queen is a strange little record. I don't hear a hit like the ones Damon Albarn delivered on the Gorillaz CDs, but the new disc still shows him on a creative hot streak. And it looks like the fantasy football method of assembling projects is spreading from hip-hop to rock, which I think is great. And right now, Damon Albarn is doing it better than just about anyone else.
The music is from The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. Our critic is Will Hermes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.